Siman Tov Kuf Yud Tes. There's five Seifim. A lot of it relates to different things from Hilchos Shabbos, which we're not going to really get into. Okay, let's start with Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph is based on a Mishnah in the beginning of Beitza, on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows. Beis Shammai Omrim Ein Masalkin Esatrisim B'Yom Tov. Ubeis Hillel Matirin Af Lahachzir. Okay, what are these Trisim? So I have the picture book of Mishnayos Beitza to help understand what's going on over here. So these stores that the Gemara tells us about are little booths. You see the picture? They're little booths. They're not attached to the ground. Okay, there's very different rules when something is attached to the ground on Shabbos and when something is not attached to the ground on Shabbos. So these little booths were little stores, basically in the marketplace, and inside they had whatever wares they were selling. So on Yontif, the question is on Yontif, okay, we don't call it selling, but one could make his products available on Yontif, and then they work out the money after Yontif, assuming these products are things that people need for Yontif. They specifically here talk about spices, but any food that they would need for Yontif. So, here, we'll just show you the picture again. So basically, in order to open up the store, they would have to take out this plank of wood that was in there. So Beis Shammai says, you can't take out this plank of wood to open up the store. Now, someone asked me in the garden minion, garden shear, you know, well, how do they...
Hold that up again, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
Can I just see the book again?
Yeah, sure.
I just put you on the...
Yeah. They had these little booths, and these little booths were their store. And I don't know what they did during the week. I was asked that in the garden minion. But on Yontif, they want to take off this plank of wood, okay? Take it off, you know, make their wares available. They would put the plank down, put their food, their spices on the plank. And then they want to lock up the store. If they leave it open, then everything's going to disappear. So then they would put the plank back on the booth. Okay? Beis Shammai says you can't do that at all. And Beis Hillel says not only can you take the plank down in order to make your spices or your whatever, your goodies available for people to take on Yontif, you can even put this plank back on. Okay? Now, if it would be attached to the grounds, the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say someone, the door falls off, or even a handlebar falls off, and you want to put it back on in a serious way, or a window comes out to take windows in and out of an apartment, to take the door on and off, that is all Asur min HaTorah. That's all Asur min HaTorah. Here we're talking about a booth that's not attached to the ground. It's considered a kli. Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes in Alicha Shlomo, it can't be 40 sa'ah. It can't be the size of a mikveh. The picture here would therefore probably not be accurate. This looks like, according to this picture, it is definitely the size of a mikveh. So it's not an accurate picture according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. If it's large enough, it has a status of attached to the ground, even if it is not attached to the ground. Okay, so this is a kli, and you want to take off this plank of wood and put it back in. Again, what they did during the week, I don't know, not clear. If they would do this during the week, just take these planks out and in, so then it would seem like it's made to do that, and that would seem to be okay. I don't know why that would be a problem. So I don't know what they did during the week. So then the Gemara basically says, why are you allowed to put the plank back? You're allowed to take the plank out, and so the Aruch HaShulchan explains this nicely. Really, to take it, there's a tircha involved over here. There's an uvda dechol. It's not Shabbos dik. This is something that should be asa. But because of Simchas Yontif, because you want to make available things that people need for Yontif, why they didn't get it before Yontif, I don't know. But you have stuff that will enhance people's Simchas Yontif. So Chazal let you, or at least Beis Hillel, let you take off this plank. Why you got to put it back? That's only to protect the wares. That's not for Simchas Yontif anymore. Well, the Gemara says, because if we don't let you put it back, you're not going to take it off in the first place. No one's going to make their stuff available, and then they can't protect whatever is left. The term the Chazal uses, Hitiru Sofan Mishum Tchilasan, we let you put it back, because if we don't let you put it back, you're not going to take it off in the first place. And if you don't take it off, then you're not going to make your stuff available for people to for their Simchas Yontif. Okay, then Abaye goes on to discuss, what does the plank look like? So, based on the picture over here, it's a rectangular plank. Okay, but that's not what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks about how is the plank held in place. So, it's held in, probably, well, this is a discussion, there's three possibilities the Gemara discusses. There's a hinge on the side, like a door that swings on a hinge. So there's a hinge on the side. Now, if you would leave it in the hinges and just open and close it, that's what we call a door. That's what we call a window. Of course, you can open and close that on Shabbos and Yontif, and that's no problem. That's what we do countless times every single Shabbos, every single Yontif. But here, you want to take it out. You're taking the door off the hinge. That, if it's attached to the ground, it's also in the Torah, there's nothing to talk about. Here it's not attached to the ground. So here in the picture book, they show you the three hinges. Either there's the hinges or the pegs that go into the hinges are on the side, like a door. That's the more problematic one. Abaye says if the hinges are on the side of the door, then even Beis Hillel agrees that it's going to be usher to take that off and put it back. Well, okay, that's a discussion. Is it usher to put back? Is it also usher to take off? But the lashon of Abaye is everyone agrees that that's usher. Even Beis Hillel agrees that that's problematic. If there's no tzir at all, there is no hinge, there's no peg, it just fits into place, like this case over here. So everyone agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees that that's usher. You can take it off and put it back. Ki pligi, when did Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue? When the peg is in the middle. Okay? Because then it's not similar to a door, and that's better. Beis Shammai, anyway, makes a gzeira. He says it's usher. And he says a peg in the middle is like a peg on the side. There's a gzeira. And Beis Hillel says that, no, peg on the side is usher, peg in the middle is mutter. Now, based on this Mishnayis Meiros picture, there's two pegs, one on top, one on the bottom. That is not so simple. I wrote underneath the picture, but that's not so simple, because when the Gemara says that they're arguing about a peg in the middle, the Gemara doesn't talk if it's one peg or two pegs, which sounds like it's two pegs, which is like the picture indicates in this Mishnayis. But the Sharatzion has a whole discussion over here. Is it one peg or two pegs? It could be that it's only one peg. And two pegs is going to be a problem no matter what. That's a machlokas haposkim. That's a discussion in Sharatzion ois hey. Okay, let's go through the Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is hard stuff. It's very not relatable and whatever, but okay, we'll do our best. Siman Tovkuf Yotesif Aleph. Misalkin Trisei Chanuyos. What are Trisei Chanuyos? In the parentheses, Beirish Krashim Shinoalim Behem Achanuyot. These beams that are used to close up the store. So you can take off these trisim, this planks of wood. You can take them off and put it back. Why? Kadeshiyotzi tavlin, that you can take out the spices, shehut tzarich lehen, that you need. Velo yinu misimchas yontif, and you should not hold back, it should not ruin your simchas yontif. To enhance your simchas yontif. Bamed dvar mamurim, when do we say you can take the planks off and put it back? Kishyeshem tzir ba'emtza, when they have the tzir, the hinge in the middle. Like the picture, the peg is in the middle of the rectangular plank. Aval yesham tzir min hatzad, but if the tzir is on the side, like a door, us. Why? Gzeira shema yitoka. There's a gzeira that you're going to put it back in very strong. Now, I don't exactly know what that means either, because the way hinges work, generally, is, you know, it goes on the hinge, on and off. It's not strong, weak, not strong, like, now, it could be you put it on and you give it a bang. I don't know, maybe that's what he means. But usually, like, it's fit to go in. It goes, either it's in or it's out. Not like it's strong, it's not strong. So I'm not sure what that means. Now, v'she'enem tzir min atzad kol ikar, if there's none of these hinges at all, just the plank just fits in, then afilu babayit mutter lahachzir. That does not mean that you could put it into a regular house. That's not what babayit means. But it means the whole heter that the Gemara talks about of putting the plank back on is because if you don't, they're going to steal all of your wares. And therefore, you're not going to be willing to open up the shop at all on Yontif if you can't close it up. But let's say the shop, this little food booth, this spice booth, is in your, a bedroom in your house. It's in your special room in your house. It's in your machzan. It's on your property. So then, there's no fear that if I leave it opened, if I don't close it up, that people are going to steal. It's in my private property. No one's going to come steal from me. So if it's on your private property, you cannot put the plank back in because it's not necessary. But if the plank does not have a tzir at all, no hinges at all, then even if this booth is in your house and you're not afraid of anything getting stolen, it still would be mutter to put it back in. Once there's no pegs at all, it makes it much better. And even Beis Shammai says it's mutter, and then Beis Hillel will tell you it's mutter even if it's in the house. Okay, Mishabur Sifkotan Aleph. Trisei Chanuyot. Hainu. Chanuyot She'ena Mechubarin Bakarka. We're talking about stores that are not attached to the ground, like we said. Ela Asuyot Kimin Teva O Migdal Shel Eitz. It's made like some sort of box made out of wood. V'sogeroto, you close it. U'kesherotze L'posko, when you open it, Mesalek Adelet Min Atzir. V'noso Lefnei Chanuyot. You take the door off the hinges and you put it in front of the store. In front of the booth, umesad the other tzroros rochlin limkor, and you put out your stuff to sell. Ulevasof, when you finish matzniat and nishar b'chanut, you put it back into this booth. Umachzir hadlatot limkoman, you put these doors back. V'holichlo. So it sounds like that's how they did it during the week. So I don't know, why don't we say if you did it during the week, if you do it that way during the week, so that's it's made to go in and out. It's not like a regular door. A regular door is made to swing open and swing closed. Not normal to take it off the hinge and put it back. You do it once in a while if something's wrong, and therefore it's awesome in Ontario to do that. Here, I don't know why, if it's even sounds like even though it's made to do that, it's still going to be a problem. I'm not sure. Okay. About chanuyot ha-mechubar on the karka, but if your booth is attached to the ground, yeshbu binyinu stira min ha-Torah, then to take a window or a door in and out, like the house, will be aser min haTorah. It is building and unbuilding min haTorah. Kmo shekasav in Hilchos Shabbos, siman shin yigimel. Va'aser l'salek hadelet min haTzir u'lachziro kmo b'Shabbos. And then you would not be allowed to take it out, and for sure not to put it back on at all. Just like on Shabbos. Mishra sifkatamez, k'dei sheyotzi, koya d'le'el, ma sheytir l'salek, k'dei sheyotzi, they let you take out this door, in order to get to the food that's inside. Ulahachziron de sharu, the reason we let you put it back in, mishum dimlo nati ulahachziron lo yitzalapaslan, you're not going to open up unless you're allowed to close. Because otherwise, the yochush is afraid, shema yignovu manishar b'chanut, whatever's left in the store is going to be stolen. And then you're not going to open it all, and that's going to hold back people's simchas yontif. Therefore, Basil lets you put it back because we want you to open. That's if it's this booth is outside. Now, obviously, if you're quote unquote selling things on Yontif, obviously no one's giving money. You can't even talk about money. But if it's in a part of your house on your private property, then you're not allowed to put the door back. Why? Because then we're not afraid that it's going to be stolen anymore. So then they only allowed you to put it back because we want you to open up. And you're not going to open up if you can't put it back because you're afraid it's going to get stolen. But if it's on your private property, you're not afraid it's going to get stolen, then there's no reason to put it back. Great. Then the Mechaber told us, you're only allowed to take this plank in and out when the tzir is ba'emtza. when the hinge is in the middle. Perish be'emta dofen yesh chor. In the middle of the door is this chor, or the pegs, the pegs going into the hole. And here the Sharatian Ois Hey says, "Mi perish ataz v'amagin Abraham." Only if it's one peg, not two pegs, not like the picture we have in the Mishnayos over here. But if you have a peg on top and on bottom, just happens to be in the middle instead of on the side, here the Sharatzion brings down from the Nesiv Chaim's understanding of the Taz and the Magen Abraham that it doesn't matter if it's on the side or in the middle, if you have two pegs, it's going to be a problem. And that's what it sounds like also from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. However, The Meiri says Mafurish that if you have two pegs, as long as it's not on the side, but it's in the middle, that's going to be okay. Okay, so that's a discussion. That's a machlekes and Sharat Tzion. Ois Hey, that's what I wrote in my Mishnayos under the picture. Look at the Sharat Tzion. Ois Hey, there you have a machlekes. What should that picture look like? With two pegs sticking out in the middle, or only one peg? Mishra Sivkatan Hey. Then the Mishnah goes on in the middle of Sif Gimel. Continuing Sif Gimel. Let's say, Perish be'emta dofen yesh chor. In the middle of the wall, there is a hole. V'yesh lo delet sham blita, and the door has this peg sticking out, kenegdo, which you're going to stick into the hole. V'einu nira kibonet kol kach. It doesn't look so much like building. U'mot afilu hachzir kol tzarko. You can put it back fully. Ubavachuli yitzka bayated bechozek. As long as you don't bang the peg strongly. V'imtokav a melacha gemura. But if you bang the peg strongly, it's a melacha gemura. That's why I'm not, as I said before, I'm not really sure what he's talking about, because usually there's no difference between banging and not banging. Either the peg is in or the peg is out. When it's in all the way. There's no point, there's no need to bang. Maybe it goes in a little bit, doesn't go in all the way. That could be. Actually, my front door has a peg that sometimes inches up, and you have to give it a bang every now and then. So maybe that's what he means. Okay. Mishra Sivkatan Hey. Oser Hainu Lachziro Kol Tzarko. If the hinges are on the side, it's going to be Oser to Lachziro Kol Tzarko, to put it back entirely. So that's also an interesting phrase. What does it mean to put it back entirely? Usually either it's in or it's out. Now, if you have two pegs, it could be one peg is in, one peg is out. When one peg is in, one peg is out, it's not a good situation for that door. Maybe that's what he means. Acha shenishmat hakeresh me'achanut, after they took this plank out of this booth, the ilo bepotech v'noya ba'ochu kavua ba'vavadai shari. So he says, if you're just opening it, you know, on the pegs, like, using it like a door or a window where it opens and it stays in the hinges, that's for sure okay. Then locating also lift off Lino Habayas b'Shabbos, then we could never open and close our doors on Shabbos. So that's for sure no problem. But to put it back a little bit, again, it's hard to know what he's talking about. But the Metzias is over here, Mutter b'chein l'salek Mutter. So then, Sharat Tzion Ois Tess has a discussion. The problem with the hinges on the side, is it a problem to take it out? Or the problem is only to put it back in? And usually we say you can put it back in, because otherwise you won't take it out. So maybe we say, oh yeah, look, you can't put it back in. If you're willing to take it out, great. If not, not. You're out of luck. The hinges are on the wrong side. The hinges are on the side instead of in the middle. So that's not clear, or no, once the hinges are on the side, not only we don't let you put it back, we don't even let you take it out in the first place. The Sharat Tzion Ois Yud writes on the bottom, Do Shayech Shasha Deshema Yitoka Rak Belahachze. The fear that you're going to put it in too strong, which itself is hard to understand, that's only when you're putting it in, not when you're taking it out. If you put it in too strong, that could be considered building. Okay, I don't know. It's things are foggy, but okay, whatever. We get an idea. And then Sivkata Zion, Vababayas Mutula Hakser, the Av Shababayas ain't Lochush Liganeva, even though when it's inside your house, you're not afraid it's going to get stolen. So you shouldn't have to put it back at all. It's only usher when there's pegs involved. Xera mishum yeshlo tzir lemalo lemata. The peg in the middle, because maybe it'll have a peg on the side. Shishlocho shema yitoka. Chazal did not make a xera at all when there are no pegs. The problem is banging in that peg, apparently. That's what it sounds like. I don't know. Okay, that is Sif Aleph. That's the Sif Beis is also... The whole simon is very... is a difficult simon. Okay, Sif Beis is based on a Mishnah in Beitza Daf Chof Aleph. And there the Mishnah says that there are three things that Rabbi Gamliel was machmir like the opinion of Beis Shammai. And one of them is Ein Zokfin es HaMenorah B'Yontif. He would not pick up a menorah on Yontif. Now, on Shabbos, generally, menorahs are muksa. But on Yontif, where you're allowed a light can, I mean, not allowed to strike a match, but you're allowed to transfer fire, so menorahs should not really be muksa. So the Gemara wants to know what's wrong with being Zokef the menorah, picking up the menorah. So the Gemara answers over there, Beitzach of Beis, that we're talking about a menorah that it comes apart and it has a number of different pieces. And it doesn't just mean you're picking it up, it means you're putting it together. And it looks like Bona. Beis Shammai holds this Binyan Bekalim, and Beis Hillel holds this no Binyan Bekalim. So this is a huge topic, which we discussed when we did Hilchos Shabbos, which we're not going to get into again so much. But is there an Isser of Binyan by Kalim? Now, even if you hold there's no Binyan by Kalim, it could be if it's a Mamish, a full Kli, there's still Binyan. And even if it's not Binyan by Kalim, it could still be a Makiv Apatish, which is the Avmalacha of finishing off with what Gemara calls Tikumana, or Makiv Apatish, which is finishing off something so that now it's a finished product and it's usable. Okay, so let's see Sibbeis. Tavkuf Yotes Sibbeis. Kalim Shem Mufutzalim. What does it mean, Mufutzalim? Kagon. Menorah Shel Chulius. You have a menorah that's made out of different parts. Vikisei Vishulchan Shem Chatichot Chatichot. Or chairs or tables that come with different pieces. Ma'amidin Osam B'Yontif. You're allowed to put it together on Yontif. Vu Shelo Yitka. As long as you don't bang it in strong. Now, by the way, Tosis over here asks a question that the Gemara says explicitly in Shabbos, Daf Memvav, that this is Asa. So why over here are we saying that Beis Hillel says it's okay? So the first answer, at least in Tosis, is that there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos, this is going to be Asa to put things together again. But on Yontif, he says, Lo hechmiru chachomim hol ve'ein binyan bekelim. Since there's no real binyan bekelim, even though on Shabbos we're still going to aser it and tell you not to do it. But on Yontif, we're not going to aser it because it might ruin your Simchas Yontif. Now, okay, let's see. So, Mamidin Osam B'Yontif. Mishabur Sivkotun Tez. The Ein Binyan Ustira B'Kalim. There's no Binyan Ustira Minatayra by Kalim. V'lo Gozru B'Zashema Yitka. And we're not afraid you're going to come to bang it in strong. Kamola El B'Sif Aleph, which is part of the problem that we just learned in Sif Aleph. Gabi Chanuyot B'yesh An Tzir Min Atzah, where the hinges are on the side. Here we're not afraid of that. Well, here we didn't make the Gzeira Mishum Minias Simchas Yontif, because it's going to ruin the Simchas Yontif. Look at the Shah Tzir in Ois Yud Aleph. Mash'enki in the El Gabi Tzir Min Atzah Lahazir Ein Shayach Minias Simchas Yontif. So, the real problem, again, it's not so clear, it's a machlokes, what we asked, but when the pegs are on the side, the bigger problem is putting the plank back rather than taking it out. You're allowed to put it back if it's in the middle because we want you to open up in the first place. If we don't let you put it back, you won't open. But the act of putting it back is not there to provide Simchas Yontif. The act of taking it out provides Simchas Yontif. So, when the pegs are on the side, then chazamik exera, you for sure can't put it back. Can you take it out without putting it back? That we said is an achlokas. But you can't put the plank back in because they're afraid you're going to bang it hard and do it very strong. And that would be perhaps asur min haTorah. and putting it back has no simchas yontif involved, and therefore Chazal made the gzeira. But over here, these are things that you need for yontif, and therefore Chazal did not make the gzeira that if you put it back gently and loosely, you're going to come to bang it in strong and be over. So Chazal did not make the gzeira over here because it affects simchas yontif. Again, it's very... Now, in the Sefer, I didn't see anyone else say this, but in Pisrei Tshuvas, he wants to claim that a number of things that are... He gives a bunch of practical applications. Different things that come piecemeal. On Shabbos, you can't put the pieces together, but on Yontif, you could. Chazal did not make exam. So he starts with glasses, eyeglasses. If the lens pops out on Shabbos, okay, for the first time, you can't put it back in on Shabbos because we're afraid you're going to put it in very strong. But on Yontif, you could put it in loosely. And Chazal did not make exam, we're going to put it did not make gzera, don't put it in loosely, because you might come to put it in strong, because that will ruin your simchas yontif. Similarly, he says, with the handle, the yadit of the glasses, the legs of the glasses, arms of the glasses, whatever it's called. He says you could put it back in, and you could even twist the screw a little bit, very loosely, on yontif, but not on Shabbos. He wants to say the same thing if a wheel comes off of a baby carriage on Yontif, on Shabbos you can't put it back in. On Yontif you can put it back in. Loosely, but not strong. Okay, these are, you know, he quotes different people on the bottom, and I tried to look around to see if anyone else spoke about such a thing, and I didn't find it. So, this is not L'Halacha L'Maisa, everyone will ask their own Shaila when these things are relevant. Okay. That is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Tov Kuf Yutas Gimel. Lahatir ulafgia velachtoch chosomo shebekelim veshebekaku ulishabre poschos. Kedina veshabes kach dinam biyontif v'ayinlal shin yudalid Sif Zayin. So this is talking about opening up different things. Generally, on Yontif, the general assumption is the rules of how to are mekilim, but the general mahalach seems to be, although again, this is not halach lemaisa, I didn't have a chance to go through this properly, but the general approach seems to be that the halachas of opening bottles and caps and cans and everything, which we're not going to get into right now, but it sort of relates to Sif Gimel, the rules on Yontif are just like Shabbos. Even though by Yontif you're dealing with Ochel Nefesh, and by Ochel Nefesh there are some kulas, it's not so clear that those kulas extend to, you know, opening the packages differently than we're told to open them on Shabbos, which I don't want to get into. Then we have Sif Dala, Liktom, Kash, Okisam, Oteven, Oatzi, Besamim, to cut different things, a straw and hay and pegs on Dinam Biyantif Kedinam Bishabis. Okay, Ayin Simit Shinchav Beis of Dalit, that we could do quickly. Shinchav Beis. Shinchav Beis of Dalit. So there it says that if something is animal food and you turn it into a kli, it's going to be okay. Ochle behema ein ben mishum tikkun kli. There's no problem with tikkun kli on animal food. If the animal food is omed for the animals, Rav Limazal writes in his Mishabura. Okay, so same thing you have over there. You have a yontif. And kmatim she'osim anashim bebatei zraseinu bebatei shoken, some sort of, the women make some sort of pleats or creases in the clothing. Also la'asosim b'yantif mishum tikkun mana. So to make these pleats and creases on yantif is going to be aser, because it is tikkun mana, it's considered to be fixing up the clothing. That is a rough version of Siman Tov Kuf Yud Tes.